Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, Psalms 107:8. Saints are supposed to rejoice and be thankful always. The secret to rejoicing always is in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 to 19. Trusting that God's in ultimate control of your life is essential for the Holy Spirit-led walk. When you stop trusting God's in control, you stop being thankful and quench the Holy Spirit. This is said in many ways in the Bible. Be filled with the Spirit, giving thanks always for all things. Ephesians 5:18 to 20. Walk in Him, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Colossians 2:6 to 7. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks. Colossians 3:17. Rejoicing and being thankful always is possible if you trust by faith. All things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. You must believe he has a purpose for everything that he causes or allows in your life. Every trial has a purpose. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. James 1:2 to 4. The Greek word translated patience means stay under, which for the Christian means when going through a trial, stay under the lordship of Christ. You are to be thankful to Christ. He's in control as he walks through the trial with you. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1:6-7.